It's Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the Siberian-like suburbs of Chicago. We are still getting snow. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of the guests that I've had on the program since October 23rd, 2010. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. The audio files for Monday and Tuesday are also there. Please visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. Apparently, there have been some problems with Chatango just in the last week. A lot of the messages have been wiped clean, and I believe that it is Chatango that is censoring the chat room. Alrighty. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. World War II fatality statistics vary greatly. Estimates of total dead range from 50 million to over 70 million, while other sources indicate an estimated death toll of 62 to 78 million, making it the deadliest war ever. Civilians killed totaled from 40 to 52 million, including 13 to 20 million from war-related disease and famine. The total military dead ranged from 22 to 25 million, including deaths and captivity of about 5 million prisoners of war. Starvation and disease, pandemic during warfare result from deliberate sanctions or embargoes, the massive bombing, destruction of transportation and other infrastructure, and the cessation of food production and distribution account for millions of deaths. It is significant that politicians and the media conceal the massive genocides of certain populations while the politicians within the countries that win a particular war and their complicit media publicize and even institutionalize the alleged deaths of certain ethnic groups for political expediency to generate sympathy, favoritism, and to collect huge disproportionate reparations for generations and generations. My guest today is Eric Hunt, and we're so happy to have him back. His website is gaschamberhoax.com. He is the creator of The Last Days of the Big Lie, which came out May 23rd, 2011, and his most recent creation, which is fabulous, is The Jewish Gas Chamber Hoax, which came out March 5th, 2014. Eric, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. It's great to be back. We just released the film today, so you're the first one to announce this, actually.
Oh, thank you so much for that honor. And the website is great. The film, of course, is just absolutely wonderful. You need to keep doing this. You need to keep making more films. And I know that our listeners would be happy to help you do that. You do this for nothing. You don't charge for your films.
No. I don't do it for money, but... first of all, let me just describe the main thesis of the video. We've all been told from the day we were born that the Germans had gas chambers disguised as shower rooms, and 6 million Jews went into these buildings, and smoke came out of the chimneys. So somehow these people disappeared into these buildings and just vanished in thin air. But the truth is that German concentration camps had no gas chambers disguised as showers, but they did have real showers, which were involved in the life-saving disinfection process. So these gas chambers disguised as shower rooms, this is a total myth. It's a Jewish supremacist religious myth is what it's become. And it needs to be exposed, it needs to be denied. And when you actually see my video, I think it becomes all the more clear. I think video is so powerful compared to writing articles or even long books. Everyone's seen a liar. You've seen children lie. You've seen your husbands or wives lie, your sons, daughters. These people are liars. It's an incredible hoax. And but thanks to things like the internet, it's not going to exist for too much longer in the future.
I really think you're right. There are more and more people who are coming to an understanding that this is a big hoax, and I think it has caused them to employ their censorship tactics more and more. And listeners may help you to create further videos by making a donation. And there's information down at the bottom of the website, and that website is gaschamberhoax.com. As I mentioned before, you don't charge. You are simply wanting to get this information out, and you've done all of the your work on a shoestring. I mean, you just...
Yeah, I think if we were able to get some sort of budget together, we can absolutely compete with these Hollywood liars. We have the truth on our side. Basically, what we're trying to do, myself and Friedrich Paul Berg and another revisionist, we started almost like a small documentary film production company. We're calling it 20th Century Hoax. It's a play on a few things, both Arthur Butz's book, The Hoax of the 20th Century, as well as 20th Century Fox, the movie studio. So we're trying to improve our production values. I think we're already doing that from my last video. And like you said, I've seen a tremendous growth in on the internet, especially of people that are open to realizing that this gas chamber story does not add up at all.
Indeed. And as you said, a lot of people have believed this from the time that they were born. So video, your videos particularly, are very, very good in re-educating the public. And books don't work because people are really more visual. 75% of the population learn best through visual presentations. And so I think that you're quite correct in making videos and putting this information out in the format that you've chosen. And it's just fabulous. And here it is for everybody to see. I watched it and plan to watch it again and again and plan to share it. And hopefully everyone that is listening will also share this video with friends and family, because it's imperative that people know the truth. And you say the truth is on our side. So,
well, we can use their own documentaries, their own quote testimonies against them, because they're so absurd and they don't hold up to examination or any kind of scientific process. In fact, that's what I do. I use quote testimonies, video testimonies from Steven Spielberg's USC Survivors of the Shoah Visual History Foundation, and I use their own testimonies to prove that this gas chamber genocide 6 million hoax is absolutely not true. And there's actually a pretty groundbreaking new discovery we've made in this video that it's important to get the word out about, that specifically about Treblinka.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eric Hunt. His website is gaschamberhoax.com. Fabulous website. Very clean. Just very, very clean. I really like
Thanks.
That.
Thanks.
And you've done all this just in the last week. I mean, you put all this together and designed the website and everything. And you're not using PayPal.
They ban a lot of revisionists. So I have some other options on the website to if you're interested in helping our little studio compete with. Against these Hollywood liars. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All righty. Hopefully our listeners will help you with that, because your efforts are tremendous. Did you want to say anything about what is going on in the part of the world that you happen to be in right now, or is that not something that you can do?
It's not... Not particularly, but what I would like to talk about is one of the new discoveries, you could say, of this video is regarding Treblinka. So there isn't much information about Treblinka, and the quote exterminationist side says that every Jew that went to Treblinka were immediately gassed. And I've been able to find video testimony of dozens of Jews talking about being transited from Treblinka to other camps, along with hundreds and thousands of other men, women, and children. So we demolish the, quote, standard Orthodox Holocaust view that Treblinka was a pure extermination camp. They just look absurd. We have Yitzhak Arad. He's the world's foremost expert on Treblinka. He's an Israeli. He's a former director of the Israeli Holocaust Museum, Yad Vashem. He says, quote, Jews who arrived by Treblinka, by train to Treblinka, disembarked, were sent in one direction to the gas chambers. They never boarded other trains and sent to other camps. So we have him quoted as saying, all the Jews went immediately to the gas chambers. And in my video, I follow up this quote with over 15 minutes of dozens of Jews talking about being transited from Treblinka. And this is something that's never been done before. And this is really actually pretty big. It's been one of revisionism's hardest points, but mostly we haven't been able to get this information because of our persecution. They throw us in prison. And we also don't have access to the archives is the bottom line. So this is brand new information, basically tracing transports of Jews out of Treblinka, which we've always been told was a one-way destination to gas chambers disguised as shower rooms.
Amazing. And that is definitely what we've always heard. And you start out talking about Treblinka, talking about the trains going into Treblinka, and then you have some of the people talking about their experiences at Treblinka. And as you said before, these are actually Jews taken right from the archives, and so we hear it right from their own lips. And that's the best way of doing something like this, is to use their sources, because they can't fight their own sources.
Absolutely. And I mean, they've been, they can, there's some brilliant revisionist minds, revisionist scholars such as Carlo Mattonio and Thomas Cuse, and they've written thousands of pages, Germar Rudolph, but... I think it really comes to the power of video. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, then this use of video is just so enormous for the cause of truth.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned that people were put in prison. Now, you were also, this also happened to you?
Well, yes. I mean, I've always sort of considered myself an investigative journalist. When I first discovered basically that I've been lied to my entire life, this is goes to many issues. Personally, I'm an atheist, so I believe both Christianity and you could say Holocaustianity are basically Jewish nationalist myths. So it was hard for me to come to terms with accepting this. And I was about 22 at the time. And I read Elie Wiesel's Night again. And I was just shocked because it was just a complete work of imaginative fiction. And I didn't really know how to handle it at the time. My whole world was sort of blown wide open. I decided to somehow, I wanted to ask him questions about this because no other journalists are asking hard questions of any of these people going around claiming they saw flaming pits of babe fire where babies are dumped into with dump trucks. So I just wanted to sort of ask him hard questions. I didn't really handle it correctly at the time. I grabbed Elie Wiesel by the sleeve. I pulled him out of an elevator and I said, I want to interview you. I asked him twice, and as a result of that, I spent over a year and a half in jail fighting charges. And ever since then, I've just been trying to use my skills and my intelligence to try to vindicate myself and try to educate people about this. I didn't handle it right back then, but now I'm doing my best to expose the world to the truth about this incredible hoax.
Now you didn't physically harm him. You just kind of grabbed or just.
Yeah. I grabbed him by the sleeve and let go. If it was anyone else, I wouldn't have even spent one day in jail.
Of
it was
course
just
not.
Yeah. But this is past. I'm moving past this. I hope people remember me more for my films and my research and not for something stupid I did when I was 22.
You know what? Yeah. I don't think it was stupid. I think you were just you wanted to know some questions, and anybody else would have accommodated you unless they had something to hide. The fact that he had you arrested, that you spent time in jail, is commentary on the fact that it is a big hoax and that you had absolutely no reason to be jailed. Absolutely none. That is just outrageous.
I agree. He said of my trial on the stand that every word of his book is true, and that's just absurd. He will never be able to point to this, quote, mass grave where he says he walked feet away from a pit of fire where babies were being dumped into with dump trucks. It's just total invention, total myth. And it's really scarred me, I'd say, as a child. I was forced to read this in high school, middle school. And realizing that it was just a monstrous hoax, I couldn't really deal with it properly. But of course, I'm not violent. He wasn't hurt. And I've been just trying to do my best since then to do similar journalism.
Of course, of course. Alrighty, we are going to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Eric Hunt. The website is gaschamberhoax.com. And somebody in the chat room said that we should absolutely support you and your efforts because you are really the last revisionist. Well, hopefully not the last. It sounds kind of ominous. But you are one of the few revisionist filmmakers that we have. And so it's important that people do support your work and share it with others and support it in any way that they possibly can.
Yeah, there's basically two guys that make original sort of feature-length projects that involve as actual scholarship and real research, and I'm one of them. So any help you can give would be definitely appreciated and put to good use.
Exactly. Well, somebody else said that 20th century hoax, that alone is a pure stroke of genius. When you open the film and you see the very first scene in the film, the very first image in the film, I mean, you just think, oh, is this fabulous or what? I mean, it's just a stroke of genius. It really is. You are so gifted, and you are still quite young.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You know, it's right now we can't really focus too much on the entertainment value, but I think as we hopefully try to improve our fundraising and our budgets, we can actually have professional, entertaining, educational documentaries. Now, although it is fun to mock this ridiculous hoax, I'm mostly focused on just trying to present the information. But I think in the future, there's going to be entire comedies about this. It's a comical thing. It needs to be mocked. The when you hear these women talking about escaping from inside gas chambers, and it's just so absurd, and you know they're lying, and it's funny in some ways. So I think in the future there will be actual comedy documentaries, or I don't know how to say it, but people like Michael Moore, they use a lot of comedy in their documentaries, and hopefully our side can begin doing that, because this gas chambers disguised as showers myth that really controls so many aspects of our domestic and foreign policy and our own minds needs to be exposed. And one way of doing that is to mock it and laugh at it.
Well, they kind of do it themselves. You're not mocking them, but it's so absurd. Well, even the book Night, which I have the distinction of having a signed copy, because I met the same gentleman. Well, the same person. We won't call him a gentleman, but I met this person. I went to a presentation that he gave, and so I purchased the book. And when you go through it with a critical mind, there are so many inconsistencies and just absolutely outrageous claims that anybody's going to question them. And the one person in this film that I think is really atypical, or very typical, is the one that you have the image of down in the right hand corner of the of the film when you
Zelda
go to the
Gordon.
Web. Yeah, she is so. Every time I see her come on, I think, oh gosh, this is so funny. Go ahead.
She's an elderly Jewish woman with a strange beehive haircut, horrible makeup, and she lives in Beverly Hills, has a lot of money. She's one of these Treblinka transit-tees that is not supposed to exist, according to the official pure extermination story. This woman was transferred through Treblinka and given a shower, it seems, but she wants to talk about being inside a gas chamber, walking backwards, and being pulled out at the last minute. She's an absurd woman telling an absurd story.
Indeed. And I do have to laugh. That hairdo is beyond belief. And the painted on eyebrows and things, oh, my goodness, she is so typical.
Yeah, so this is the power of video to see these hoaxers. When you actually see what they have to say written down in a lot of these other books, oh, it seems somewhat respectable. You know, these exterminationists or Holocaust promoters, they can write these books in, and you almost think it could be real, but no, when you actually see these liars on tape. You could see their eyes. You could see their body language. You can hear how absurd their stories are, how impossible they are. Video is so powerful, and I think through this we'll finally, I think as we create more videos, I think rational people aren't going to accept this anymore. This gas chambers disguised as showers hoax will join the soap and lampshades atrocity lies.
And I think there might be some people that still believe those.
Yeah, there certainly are. But as far as the official mandated version, they've backed away from that because they're ridiculous and they're testable. They actually, in the same way the Allies presented this phony lampshade that they said was made out of human skin in Buchenwald. But of course, this lampshade disappeared. It was never tested. And we know it's a part of the psychological warfare campaign to denazify Germany, essentially. Same thing with this soap story. We were told that the Jews were being murdered and their fat was being turned into soap. Apparently the Allies actually built some sort of film set almost that was a soap factory that had like partial bodies in vats of soap, etc. You can read about these stories, and that's why the word hoax really applies. It's a deliberate hoax. The same thing with gas chambers. The quote, physical evidence for gas chambers is a total joke. At Dachau, there's a structure that even on the sign it says shower room disguised as a gas chamber, never used as a gas chamber. Well, it was never used as a gas chamber because it was the ceilings were lowered by the Allies after liberation, and they installed these fake shower heads into this innocuous room. And there's no cyanide staining on the walls. So as you go down the list, it takes a long time, of course, because there are just so many lies to wade through. But it doesn't hold up at all. It's a crude hoax, and it needs to go in the trash can of history.
Absolutely, and that's a good way of putting it. There's a couple of comments in the chat room I thought that I would share with you.
All righty.
Number one, Paul Simon could do a song, although I doubt that Paul Simon would do this, but he could do a song called Diamonds in the Piles.
Yeah, or maybe Garfunkel. Maybe Art Garfunkel do it.
And somebody else said that they mentioned this to their cousin's friend, a good Irish Catholic, that I had questions about the hoax, and without hesitation, he said that I should be shot. And that is a lot of ignorant people really believe, because they have been taught this all their lives.
Yeah.
And they just get feel like you just shouldn't even be talking about it, that you should not be skeptical at all. You should just believe it and no questions asked.
Well, we've been, if you watch the History Channel, the imagery they use is Spielbergian. Especially Hitler is portrayed like Satan incarnate. The Germans are portrayed as demons. It's literal demonization is what it is. But the main
of an
thing
entire
to,
country, an entire,
an entire
ethnic group.
Well, every European's paying for it too. Not only Germans. I'm not German. I've been paying for it all my life. Palestinians, of course, are paying for it. But the thing is that the reason there are so many quote Holocaust survivors today is because the Nazis never tried to gas them, never tried to exterminate them.
Alrighty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eric Hunt. And somebody in the chat room wanted to know if they could make copies of the video and pass it out to their friends.
Absolutely. I put up links where you can download high-definition copies and do whatever you like with them. You can download it both at archive.org, Google Drive. There's a few different options for you. For sure, please feel free to share.
Thank you so much. That is just incredible. I mean, it's obvious that you're doing this for the love of the truth and not to make money. And I applaud you because you're you. I just think that's just terrific. That is just wonderful.
Well, my background is in digital media. It's what I studied. It's what I've been interested in. So I thought that would be the best way I could use my talents as far as letting the truth be known.
Now, you actually went into the university where the Showa films are housed. And
yes.
You were also kicked out of that library, weren't you? That facility.
I wasn't kicked out, but my last documentary is called The Last Days of the Big Lie. It debunks Steven Spielberg's Oscar-winning documentary, The Last Days. So I basically made this woman, Irene Zisplat. I found her uncut video testimony, and she's one of the stars of Spielberg's Oscar-winning documentary. And she's just a laugh riot, you could say. She claims she was selected to become a lampshade. She claims she was given a lethal injection. She claims she repeatedly defecated and swallowed diamonds for a year and a half while in Auschwitz and on death marches. She claims she escaped from inside a gas chamber and was thrown over the barbed wire fence. I'm trying to think of... She just... an absolute storyteller. And after I exposed these videos to the public, I was banned from Stanford University because they really don't want people to see their Showa Foundation archive because it undermines their hoax. Steven Spielberg has a collection of 50,000 testimonies of Jews. Well, wait a minute, isn't that a huge amount of, quote, survivors? And that's the only ones they've interviewed. Of course, there's hundreds of thousands more that they didn't interview, millions more. And I was banned from the Stanford archives for basically sharing information.
Indeed. Now, The Last Days of the Big Lie is still available on YouTube, which I was kind of amazed to see. Are you going to put a link or are you going to upload it on your new website?
Yes, I have a link to my old video under the film section. What I would like to do is to be able to do a third revision of that film. I made most of that film under very, very, very low budgets. My last documentary, the narration was recorded on my phone, so I'd like to be able to redo that soon, hopefully.
I just got kind of a funny email from one of our listeners. it's really funny. I need to share it with you. It's from Joe. He talks about Night at the Holocaust Museum with Ben Stiller, but he has a different take on it. Or did you see this? It's just really funny. I don't know whether this is real or not. But he says, and don't forget my Uncle Otto was in Auschwitz. But anyway, he says, really, folks, one night Uncle Otto sees Irene Zisplat on her hands and knees in front of a guard tower. He said, Irene, what happened? What are you doing? She said, yeah. I just pooped out my diamonds by that barracks over there, and I can't find one of them. Uncle Otto said, if you lost it over there, why are you looking over here? She said, the light's better over here.
I think something like that, if we could actually film reenactments of these people, what power we would have to show the truth, if we could actually somewhat get together somewhat of a real production abilities. I think that's a great and I think humor is very valuable to get through to people.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And some of this that you've put in your films, it really is humorous. I mean, you just have to sit back and laugh and think, my goodness, can anybody possibly believe this? And yet I'm sure that there are people who do. And the fact that Spielberg actually used Irene Zisblatt's story is...
Well, they know what they're doing. So they shaped her story to be more believable for the film, for the Oscar-winning film. They identified her as a Zionist that was obviously lying to further the Zionist cause. So they knew she was good to she would listen to their direction and basically act. And some of these people are actual actors. These I show in my movie how this, quote, Sunder Commando. This is one of the Jews who claimed they were working inside the crematorium and gas chambers. He is a literal actor, and he appeared in a war movie.
Right.
And I show you a clip from the war movie. A lot of these Holocaust witnesses that they bring to the forefront are actual actors.
My goodness. Amazing. And some of them, like the guy you just mentioned, seem very sincere. And then in the next scene, you show him as an actor in an actual film, and you think, oh my goodness, this is just amazing. Well, your both films are just incredible. And I thought that you could not really best The Last Days of the Big Lie, but admittedly, you have. And I think it's really important that you talk about Treblinka, and maybe in future films you could kind of focus on each camp and talk about and expose the lies that we've heard about each of the camps. And we've certainly heard a lot about Auschwitz.
Yeah. I'm sorry, in the video?
Yes. Well, we've heard a lot about Auschwitz. That was a big death camp.
Yeah, there's basically two big pillars of the myth. It's Auschwitz and Treblinka. Auschwitz revisionists have gotten as much information as we've gotten enough information to debunk that. So we've mostly moved on to Treblinka. Mm-hmm. And so has the other side. In fact, there's a woman called an archaeologist from Britain, Caroline Sturdy Calls. She's playing around in Treblinka with this ground-penetrating radar, claiming to have found mass graves. But it's a total joke, because there's this area of about 4 or 5 acres that they claim 1 million Jews were buried there, then dug back up, cremated, and then reburied. Well, how hard is it to find 1 million Jews under this small land if they actually exist there? But my documentary helps prove that they're not under the ground there. There are no mass graves of millions of people there, because they were transited through to other camps. So they're alive today, many of them.
Of course. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, we are coming up on our top of the hour break, and we will take calls in the second hour after the first break when we come back, because I know people want to ask you questions, and I think it's just, like I say, fabulous work, absolutely fabulous. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned, and we'll be back. Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Eric Hunt. His website is gaschamberhoax.com. He is the creator of The Last Days of the Big Lie, which came out on May 23rd, 2011. And his most recent video, his most recent creation, is The Jewish Gas Chamber Hoax. And the release date is March 5th, 2014, today. And yeah. that is fabulous. Very, very nice. I ran downstairs and got my book. It's Ashley the Night Trilogy. And on the front of it, it says winner of the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize. I had forgotten that I'm not sure how to... I've heard his name pronounced Wiesel and Wiesel, and I'm not sure which it is.
I think it depends if you're Hungarian or not.
Okay.
It's not too important. Yeah.
Sure. Now, are there other people that could go into the university archives there in Stanford? And
you can access the Shoah Foundation archives at many different places around the world. Most of them are located in major universities. You can check on the USC Shoah Foundation website. You can feel free to do research, and I can help you if you're interested. You can contact me if you're interested in looking at some of these video testimonies.
Indeed. I think that the more people that get involved with this, the better it would be, I think.
Well, I think it's a revisionist treasure trove. Spielberg created this project to say that this is proof that all these Jews were eventually going to be gassed, or I don't even understand what. But it really is proof for our side. Almost everything they say can be used to talk about the revisionist position, which is that there was no extermination plan. There were no genocidal gas chambers disguised as showers, or there's a series of hoaxes that are involved in this larger hoax. It just takes so much time to tell. Of course, many Jews died, mostly because of typhus, which was rampaging throughout Europe, and that's terrible. But I prefer the truth. I don't want fairy tales, and these gas chambers are a total fictitious invention.
Right. I had a long talk with Fritz yesterday, and we talked about typhus, and I think that we learned more about typhus than we really wanted to know.
He's
informative.
Yeah, he's one of the producers of this movie, actually, and it was only through his guidance that we've really been able to achieve what we've done. We're trying to actually work together. Fritz is possibly the most knowledgeable American revisionist, and we're working together from all different generations and backgrounds to try to bust this hoax, you could say.
Okay, well, we want to help you, we really do, and people can do that by visiting gaschamberhoax.com/donate. And we do have some callers lining up. Why don't we go ahead and take a call?
Great.
All righty. Let's take Leif in Ohio.
Yep. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Welcome.
Hello. I want to say first that I agree with his earlier comment about the fiction of Christianity to control Gentiles. And I think that that's one of the reasons why this whole gas chamber and Holocaust will never be exposed fully, because they have such a grip on the European culture with their fiction. And I want to say I've seen his film on YouTube, The Last Days of the Big Lie, and I just think it's one of the two best documentaries on the subject ever, the other being David Coles, which I think is equally as powerful because he was a Jewish person. I think that one of the things that someone should look into doing is a full documentary on the amount of Jews that were in Europe at the time by census. And there's great articles in American newspapers that talk about the 660,000 Jews or whatever that lived in Germany at the time. So it would be real fun to see a video made about how they invented all these other Jews that were then put in these gas chambers. Where did they come from? Because they did not exist on Earth at all at that time. And I think it was...
What I imagine it needs to be done is something similar to what Ken Burns does, the documentary maker. So he's done a series of about hour-long documentaries about different subjects, from the Civil War to baseball. So what you suggest could be a small subtopic within the larger picture. I imagine almost like a mini-series. There's so much. The study of, quote, the Holocaust is a study of a massive hoax. So someone eventually is going to have to not only they're going to have to comprehensively put it all together. Of course, Arthur Butz did this in his book, The Hoax of the 20th Century, but there's a lot of new information, and nothing's been done as far as a comprehensive documentary in that regard.
Absolutely, and I think that the regular people that don't believe and believe in the Holocaust hoax, they want documentation from their own people. Like Diana said, use their own information against them. And one is, you know, all the census reports after the war, that there were more Jews in Germany than there were before the war. These are all very important things. And speaking to that, my question to you was, when you made your film, your last film, The Last Days of the Big Lie, when you broke apart Spielberg's film and just completely destroyed everything the fiction he worked so hard to create, did you look at each character in his story and then find out what you could about them? Or were you just kind of blanketing it and just ran into all this information?
Yeah, well, that's one of the fun parts of doing these things, is that you don't really go in there with a plan. You just want to find out the truth. So, to be honest, it's only been really recently that I know 100% without a doubt that the gas chamber story is a lie and the larger Holocaust story is a lie. Even as far back as making The Last Days of the Big Lie, I originally just thought that, okay, maybe it's true, but there's a few liars and storytellers that are exaggerating. But the more I go deeper into it, then I knew it was a larger hoax. For instance, I found Zisplat first, who's a total lunatic, and then I found documentation. There's another woman in Spielberg's film who claims her sister was experimented on and murdered. But I found the documents that she claims was proof of this that is used in Spielberg's film. And it's totally normal documents. She got a normal fecal test to see if she had any disease. This is something your dog or even... anyone who's sort of sick would do. So it was from the SS Hygiene Institute. It wasn't from Dr. Mengele's Frankenstein lab.
Alrighty, gentlemen, we are going to take a short break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. Our guest is Eric Hunt. His website is gaschamberhoax.com. And I believe we still have Liefken on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Let's see, I can't remember who was talking last because I was doing other things during the break, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Well, I think he was answering my question there, and I really just have a comment real quick. I think that your show is by far the most accurate when it comes to history. You have the most historical value of any show that's on RBN, and I really wish that they would force you to do the show 8 times a week rather than put you in a corner on Sunday. And I think that that's a big mistake because you also allow other opinions on the show. Most hosts have an agenda. If you look at Alex Jones, if you ever call into his show and you're not with his agenda, he will certainly shut you down as quickly as possible because he doesn't want to expose who he works for and who he is. And I think on the RBN, it's less like that, but certainly of all the hosts, you are the best at both history and allowing opinion. And I would say to your guest, I think his film, like I said, is one of the two best on the subject ever that I've seen. I can't wait to see the new show. And I certainly would like to help him along the way. And I think that these things are so important to expose because as the Internet becomes more restricted, as information becomes more restricted, and the U.S. becomes more like the Soviet Union, these things can be hunted up in the future and seen as, hey, you know, people did know this was happening. And hopefully before the hour is too dark, somebody can do something about it because these sort of lies are what's allowing our world to be caught up in the grip of these people, these Zio elites. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for your kind comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty. Did you want to say something, Eric, before we take another caller?
Well, I agree with the previous caller that you are the best host. I know you even hosted a debate between a Holocaust believer and Fritz, I believe, and you're a very good moderator, too. So, come on, eight days a week.
Okay. I don't think that'll fly. Okay, let's take Werner in Canada.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon, Eric.
Hello.
Thumbs up for the truth warriors, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
We are getting fed up by all those lies and everything that has been peddled around, and especially, you know, I came from Germany. I grew up over there. I'm still, you know, my German citizenship, because early in the time when I came here, I realized that it wasn't all peaches here in North America. It wasn't all truth and everything, you know. The corruption here, I figured, I might as well stay German, you know. But anyway, when I grew up over there, you know, we heard the reports from the people that came across, you know, that fled the communist dictatorships, and we could listen to the propaganda on the radio, you know, that came from the East, and then we would listen to the information and the news and the spin that was being given in the West, where, you know, that was being controlled by the Allies, you know.
Yeah.
And especially the last few years, I got quite an awakening. And the conclusion, let's look at the facts and the figures. The original archives become more and more available, you know?
And exactly.
North America, don't learn the lesson and fall for the same deception time and time again. They will have to suffer, and it ultimately will mean the demise of North America and of the European countries. You know, there's a saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, shame on me.
Well, we've been shamed a lot, I guess. I think Jews have been, they've had problems living with all host populations and everywhere they've gone. And what happened in Germany was just has been happening since for thousands of years. They've been expelled from wherever they go because of what they do. And this is what is not talked about at all, or even suggested, that Jewish behavior and their takeover of entire industries and domination and spread of propaganda and just acting against the native population's general interests are the reasons they were expelled, and why they're continuing to have problems just getting along with anyone, it seems.
And as I say, this kind of a hypocrisy by the Allies, you know, when they were doing those public PR and, you know, about shown about the people about shrunken heads and everything else, while at the same time, they let over 1 million prisoners of war perish in Eisenhower's death camps. And how many millions perished in Stalin's death camps?
And there's no survivors to tell you stories about that, right?
As I say, there's so much lying. And the World Jewish Almanac, what I understood in the 30s, there was a worldwide census being taken about the number of Jewish people around the world. And the second census was taken in the late 40s. And there were not 6 million missing. Why all the other countries that were involved in World War II, they had the population lost. They were the only group whose population numbers had actually increased by somewhere around close to 400,000.
Well, all the countries where the, quote, Holocaust survivors went, a lot of these are these, quote, missing Jews or, quote, gassed Jews. I show in my video these transports out of Treblinka of thousands and thousands of Jews. The official story is that these people don't exist. They were gassed. So if you look at Israel, which today has a population of over 6 million, well, that would be a good place to start actually tracing people that are claimed to have been gassed. But, of course, I agree, thousands, tens of thousands died. But every, quote, Holocaust survivor is proof that this gas chamber story is a total hoax.
Well, anyway, and as I say, I've made some personal experiences here about how deep the hatred and the misinformation, you know, the indoctrination has happening to the people here in my neck of the woods here in North America, where several years back the RNC published hate speech about me. And I was being called a fellow who killed 6 million Jews.
There's a terrible stigma against Germans and German Americans, and hopefully what we're doing is trying to release some of that false stigma over things that didn't even happen.
And as I say, you know, it is high time that the people here in North America, that they start waking up, because I don't want any harm happen to anyone around the world. Wherever I am, I want to see the people prosper. But
I agree. It's horrifying to see what's going on in Ukraine. We don't want any wars such as that. I hope for peace is what I hope for. And these lies are pro-war. These lies about gas chambers are used to justify preemptive war. So this is one of the reasons we have to expose it.
Exactly. excuse me, gentlemen. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eric Hunt. His website is gaschamberhoax.com. And I hope that the listeners will donate to the cause, and I know that you will put every penny to good work, and bless you so much for doing this. This is just such an incredible feat. I just applaud you so much. And I believe we still have Werner on the line.
I don't want to take up too much time, but there is one basically it shows about the mindset and the strategies that are being used in order to draw attention away from the crimes that have been committed by the descendants of this tribe.
Indeed.
They called them in thousand years ago, and so they called them the Serpent People. A few years ago, Amy Goodman, she interviewed one former Israeli official, and this woman, and she said, yeah, whenever there comes any heat on any criticism of the state of Israel, we come up with the Holocaust.
Well, yeah, she said it's a trick, we always use it.
Yeah, and this just about shows up what kind of a depraved, lying bunch of bastards we all have to deal with. And it says in the Bible, Satan was a liar and a murderer right from the beginning, and so are his followers. And that's what we are.
Who wrote the Bible, though? That's the question, right?
Well, as I say, you know, I leave what's written in the Bible, but as I say, there is basically the Satanic Bible. That's the Talmud, you know.
Right. All righty. Well, Werner, thank you so very much for your phone call. We always appreciate hearing from you. All righty. Let's take Ben in New York. Ben, welcome. Yo, Ben.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, now we can. Welcome, Ben.
Yeah, hi, Dan. Hi, Eric. Dan, hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I just want to say that Diana, that your show was being canceled or being moved. I call RBN real bad news. But my whole thing is your show has been the best. I love your show and so forth. And my whole thing is that as a Jew, I don't call myself a Jew in any sense of the word, but when I was going to the temple, they do have a hatred for Christians. They do have a hatred for the Gentiles, or as they call them, Goyims. And it's always the Holocaust. And that's what got me into researching the Holocaust. And as I found out it's all a lie in researching, I couldn't believe it, how the whole Jew myth is, everything is a lie in this so-called Jew myth world. This whole Jew thing is a whole lie. And you're right, this has to be exposed. And I even talked to people, to other hosts in other alternative media, and they believe in the Holocaust. And I'm like, how are we going to win this when you guys are still kowtowing to the Jews? I don't even understand how we're going to win this battle if people keep believing this freaking lie. They got four cards that they play. They call you anti-Semitic, a Nazi, Holocaust, or a self-hating Jew, or if you're a Jew, a racist. See, these are the four to five cards that they have, depending on what side you're on. But, Eric, hopefully on your website, can I contact you?
Yeah, I've got my email address on the website, and that's really that's great of you. No one wants to be called anti-Semitic. I wish people like you would speak out more and try to help your own people expose this, because it's really bad news if it comes out. I wanted to say something else. I can't remember exactly right now.
Okay, let me tell you, Eric, there's no such thing as an anti-Semitic. It's a made-up kind of word by the Jew. They're not even Semitic altogether. So you mean, maybe for the Sephardic, maybe, and the Palestinians, and the Arabs who are Semitic, so the biggest anti-Semite is Israel by itself.
Christians believe the Exodus story, which has a lot of similarities to the Holocaust story, but when you look at the aspects of Moses parting the Red Sea, that's about as true as the gas chamber story. So it's not only Judaism. Christianity is really rooted in Jewish supremacism, a Jewish supremacist myths that they're God's chosen people, that Noah built an ark. Come on. I want to live in a modern world where we talk about things that are based on science and reality. I don't
And the thing, even in the temple, they don't teach these. They don't even use these so-called Torah, a little bit of it, but it's basically the Talmud. And the Talmud is so freaking vile. It has a lot of disgusting things in it. You mean, they say, if any heathen reads this Talmud, he is to be killed. And on the contrary, we don't want the Jewish Christians to read this, or they will use it against us. So, and this is in the Talmud. And it says it. Yeah. So the whole thing is that you deal with all this nonsense with the hypocrisy. It's all BS. Like the Exodus,
yeah.
I was researching that. That never happened. It was impossible for it to happen. I mean, then the desert, nothing ever like that ever happened. And people, oh, yeah, this happened. And they're always trying to create a history. Now the so-called father, Savior, David, you know what I mean? They're always trying to find something to prove who they have no civilization. They have no culture. Why is it that you got Babylon, you got Egypt, that they all exist? But there's nothing really Jewish. Only a Bible that they got, that the so-called Bible, or rather the Old Testament, the Torah. So the whole thing is, as you research more and more, you see that it's all a myth and a lie. Israel, everything that they do is a lie. And they feed on the goyims, and of course they run the media. And my thing is, Eric, when we gave them the Federal Reserve, we gave them the power to buy everything up. Money went out the back door, they bought everything, and this whole society in America has been screwed. And this is the whole thing that has to be exposed. We gave them the power. Now we got to take it. How do we take it back?
Well, this is why they were expelled from Germany. The plan was to expel them. They use ethnic networking, racial nepotism, whatever you want to call it. The reason they control Hollywood is because they discriminate. They only hire people from their own tribe. And then, of course, the same thing with politics and finance, and it's just bad news.
And you're right, Eric, because they have the Shabbos Goy, which is what they use, a goyim that serves them. It's a Shabbos Goy.
Joe Biden? Joe Biden types.
Well, exactly. And also the Christian Zionists, or as they call now, Judeo-Christian, which is basically Zionism. So
how
you label
Judeo-Christian,
Christian Zionist, it's the same garbage. So the whole thing is, and then let's say we even look in the New Testament, Christ was against them. So the whole thing is, if you're reading the Bible and you're looking at Christ, because that's what I research in Christian stuff, he was calling them out. You know, I mean, vipers and snakes. You know, so the whole thing, and then even in a comedy, he tells the Christians, be as wise as a serpent, and as gentle as a lamb, or dove, whatever. So,
hey Ben, would you be interested in showing my film in public in the Jewish community in New York?
let me tell you one thing. I carry Spingola. I download her shows and then I play them out loud. definitely. Your film, I will be distributing the film, but to be honest with you.
All right.
I'm what you call a troublemaker. But the whole thing is, it's a New York City, you know? But
yeah,
the thing is,
I'm from Jersey, so.
Oh, you're from Jersey? Oh, I'm in New York City, downtown Manhattan.
We're all troublemakers, yeah.
Yeah, so the whole thing is, Eric, that this whole lunacy, this whole Jewish thing is a freaking lie. The whole thing is nothing, there's no truth. It's everything. There's so much material, even written by so-called Jews themselves. The myth of Israel, the invention of the Jewish people, the invention of Israel. There's so much material. I got so many old books. Even way before Hitler came into play, I got books written. The Jewish problem. They got kicked out of the world 119 times. They got kicked out of so many nations because of the blood libel, the Talmud, the crimes, the sexual perversion. Why were these people constantly being kicked out? And you have the church or the Christian Zionists. Oh, because they got chosen people. What did God do?
Or we're just supposed to think, okay, the Germans are pure evil. Now the Palestinians are pure evil. The Spaniards were pure evil. They had no reason to do anything of what they did in reaction to Jews. Or you have to look at, their behavior, their supremacist attitude as a community, not as individuals, of course, like Ben, but as a, it's a mafia of some kind.
It is. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. If they don't like you, they'll destroy you. That's the whole point. Like with AIPAC and all these so-called Jewish organizations, it's a destruction of America. And basically, what they tried to revive, which I've been talking to people, what's in Ukraine, they want to revive this Bolshevik empire. That's why you see the colors like light blue in America, light blue in the American flag that they're pushing now with the abomination of the so-called color president. So the whole thing is, they're trying to revive the Bolshevik Empire because already in Congress, I don't know if you know, the Noahide laws have already passed,
exactly,
and they are in place already.
Alrighty, we're going to move on. Thank you so much, Ben, for your phone call. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Thanks, Ben.
A word from our sponsors. Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Eric Hunt. His website is gaschamberhoax.com. And did you want to say anything before we take another caller, Eric?
No, I've said too much. Do you want to say anything?
Oh, no, you haven't. All righty, let's take Johnny in New York. Johnny,
hey,
welcome.
Deanna. Hey, Eric, how are you, my friends?
Hi.
Listen, you know, it's funny you guys are talking about this subject. I was just watching a thing on by David Cole and how he interviews this guy, Dr. Piper, about the Hola hoax. You know, a great film that he did. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. You familiar with that there, Eric?
Yeah. Yes, I am. And we've gotten another doctor in a somewhat compromising position as well. In my movie, I have Dr. Yitzhak Arad of the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum. He's on record now saying via an email to me that Jews went directly to the gas chambers at Treblinka. But now we have proof, video proof, from the Jews themselves of thousands and thousands of them leaving Treblinka, being transited through there. So, I'm familiar with that. And it's a great thing David Cole did back then. And we're doing something similar now.
Yeah, good work, Eric. Keep it up. You know, but you know, I wanted to open up with saying, but I didn't. You know, what is history but fables agreed upon? You know, and I think
exactly.
Napoleon said that. And you know, we got to talk about the solution here. The solution is similar to what Napoleon had back in 1808 or 1806. He had the infamous decree, in which he suspended all debts that were owed to the Jewish bankers. So I think that's similar
that
to what
sounds
we have.
Great.
You know, and you
absolutely.
Know, Brother Nathaniel from Real Jew News basically is talking about monetary reform. I mean, that's what we have to do. But we have to get the history straight. So your important work here, Eric, my friend, is to help, you know, set the record straight.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Johnny. All righty. We have Jonathan in Nashville. Jonathan, welcome.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say, Deanna and Eric, I believe that those people, most mainstream religions, are servants of Saturn. I know I'm kind of going off the deep end, but this is RBN, so I just wanted to know, to let you be informed that I truly believe that at a dimensional level, they are being controlled and manipulated by something we can't explain. You can call them demons, djinn, whatever it may be, but dimensionally, I believe...
Do you have any evidence to support this?
Well, most mainstream religion is controlled by cube worship. The cross, when folded up, is a cube. The Star of David is a...
To me, religion just seems like myths that become beliefs.
Yes. Well, and I do agree. I don't have but evidence on me at this point. A good person to watch would be Michael Tesori in Origins
of
Evil.
Okay, do you have a question about the film or about what...
Yes, actually I do. With your film, have you got any flack from Steven Spielberg by any chance?
My whole life has been... My whole past 10 years has been flack. I made my last movie while living in my car. I made The Last Days of the Big Lie. I had to travel across the country to access the Stanford archives, and I'm a thought criminal, so I can't live a normal life. I'm a hater. I'm a hate criminal. I'm a bad guy. It's according to the powers that be. So my entire past 10 years of my life has been flack. And it's only recently that I've decided to become proud of who I am and my ability to see through these lies and hopefully educate people. I know my last video has made a difference. Almost 500,000 views, more than that. I've had some effect on people's lives, and I see now revisionism on the internet is blowing up. It's multiple times as popular as it was since my last video. I'm not saying I had a big impact on it, but we're going to win. I've been pessimistic for a long time, but just seeing video evidence is so obvious.
I just want to make a last statement. I love both of you. I love every listener on your show, and we will beat this old empire. We are incarnated here on this planet to rebel against this old empire. Knowledge is the power. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate that. So, how old were you when you made your first video?
As far as the revisionist videos, maybe it must have been about 24 when I really started.
Okay. And I, excuse me, and I know you just mentioned that you were living in your car. Unbelievable, the sacrifices that you have made. Just unbelievable.
I know the other man mentioned stigmas, and of course, you think about it. How can someone like me get a normal, well-paying job? I mean, I'm a
marked man.
People are so brainwashed that they really think that you're an evil human being if you want to deny these blatant atrocity myths, and you want to let these people, such as the German caller earlier, you want to have them free from this false guilt over nonsense. So, you know, like I said, I'm an atheist, so I think non-believers have had persecution. A lot of revisionists like to point to Galileo as an example of this. You just have to stand up for what you know is right, and that's all you can do.
Indeed. Well, that is what you're doing, and I think that you're making a big impact. I think that you're going in the right direction. I have missed you the last couple of years because you have not been you just sort of disappeared a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's nice to try to live a normal life, and I've been trying to fund my own projects, but I think if our cause wants more of these videos, we're going to need some financial help, and I'm willing to put together a great team. Like I said, Friedrich Paul Berg is the producer of this video. I'm in close contact with Denier Bud. He's the other. He's a brilliant video maker, and we want to make a little professional quality revisionist film studio, documentary film studio, and we need some help for this.
Exactly. And,
so I want everyone interested, please visit our website, gaschamberhoax.com, and share this video with everyone you can, post on message boards. We want this thing to go viral. Let's get over a million hits. Let's do this.
Oh, that would be fabulous. And people can make copies of it, pass it out, and do share it with all your friends and family. And let's do make this go viral, because it is the truth. And there's a lot of garbage out there that's gone viral that has nothing whatsoever to do with the truth. This is the truth, and we need to disseminate it. Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you're back, and I, for one, will do everything that I can to support you. And I know that the listeners appreciate the truth. They appreciate what you've done. They appreciated your first video, and I know that this one will also receive the same kind of response. And it's all been positive, I think, except from people like Spielberg. And
Once you know the truth, you can't go back. And sometimes you wish you could go back and live the life other people have, now that we know the truth, it's our duty to let other people free.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. I don't think you can go back. I really don't.
No.
Because once you know that you have to do something, and
absolutely,
that's what you've done. And I thank you for it very much. Thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye, listeners. Do be sure and donate to this cause.